Love Talk Radio.
Tennessee, working on the issues of we the people at this hour. Black power is just a lifestyle, and far too many people are not able to practice that form of a lifestyle simply because they're just not synced up with their own universe. Everything contains its own spirit, and everything has its own universe. Again, I am the Sheikh Ali Imam Akbar Abdullah Kareem, and we're rocking here in the city of Nashville and Black Power Radio. Again, those current politicians, they are, again, the beneficiaries of our enslavement, and many of them are directly descendants of slave masters. So these are just so many things that have been done to us, and one is a social political trap. I guess we got lured in, and it's a sad story to tell the captain at this hour. but far too many of us were lured in, took the politics of Henry Louis Gates. There's a reason that God put that there for us to see what the opposition is willing to do to maintain power and control over their slaves, even if they're not. Like the equivalence of Louis Gates is like Henry Louis Gates almost the equivalency of saying Benjamin Banneker. So he's the Benjamin Banneker of history and research, et cetera. And then writing up that history in a manner comes effective for the student. And most black people will do a drive-by on Henry Louis Gates and just call him Uncle Tom with a salt and pepper household and just call it a day. But a white sergeant in the Chambers, Massachusetts, was able, by the use of what he felt politics being in his favor as a so-called, because it couldn't have been too much law, but as an enforcement officer, he could have been an enforcement officer of white nationalism, but nevertheless, he had the power, the badge and the gun, squad car, and was able to lure Henry Louis Gates outside of his home and then slap the cuffs on him, arrest him, and just haul him off to jail, just like a mangy dog or a common criminal, et cetera, because of his feeling of the spirit of the law was in favor of the officer. Took all the way down for Barack Hussein Obama, the president of the United Snakes of America, to catch wind of that. His professor was lured out of his home, put in a squad car with his taxpayer money, and hauled off to jail. One of the most brilliant men in the whole state of Massachusetts. They lured this man out, hauled him off to jail like a manger dog, or like I said, a common criminal. And see, the key to this justice thing is criminal goes in front of justice. Call it. But why would anyone want to call your law enforcement criminal justice? You know, in Al-Islam, we say Sharia. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين I seek refuge with Allah from the Satan, from Satan the accursed devil. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful, the most merciful benefactor, the most merciful redeemer. All praise is due to Allah, the guardian, the evolver, the cherisher, and the sustainer of all of the worlds. And I say this because their law, see, in a land in America, it supersedes any form of logical thinking, or but you even say common law. It goes beyond the confines of the natural mind to say natural law, and that is another contributing factor to us writing up the EIDS, or called Early Instant Death Syndrome. Early Instant Death Syndrome is the killing of black people by the opposition, by namely the white man, or what I've come to term, or coined the term, the Mediterranean idealism, the Mediterranean spiritualism, just the Mediterranean in general. But again, the Mediterranean diet, the Mediterranean sexuality, and the list goes on. And when you get your laundry list of Mediterraneanism, and they'll give you another laundry list to explain the social, political, the parliamentary law of the bloody Brits, and the constitutional law, you see, and the Declaration and the Bill of Rights of all of their America. Khalid Abdul Muhammad, my mentor and teacher, say, this cracker, D-I-S, this cracker ain't never been right, but he'll give you a Bill of Rights and recite to you all the cliches of your inalienable right to freedom, justice, and equality, your right to free speech, your right to freedom of the press, your right to freedom of religion. You think over these things. But deny the access, they'll guarantee you the pursuit of justice. But they're not talking about a criminal justice system. It is impossible for criminals to produce any form of justice. But they put you in the riddle for you and have you running around Harvard University. I'm in a criminal justice, criminal justice. The justice is going to the criminals, and the common, ordinary person, the righteous people, will catch hell under criminal justice. Matter of fact, up to this hour, the righteous are catching hell criminal justice. So we're just opening up here and saying that these are the descendants of slave masters that have gotten hold of this thing, and they made up something called criminal justice. The natural mind and the natural man would never arrive at that as a law, that you can't sit on a goddamn park bench without getting lynched. You can't ride the bus where you want it without getting dragged through a township until you are your limb for limb is laying on the highway. You can't swim in or crack a swimming pool without getting beat up, beat down, lynched, tarred and feathered. See, what in the tarnation are you doing down here, boy? Oh, I'll try this. They cut out your testicles and your penis and then fry it, boil it, bake it, what they call these, smoke it. It was smoke black man's testicle and then pickle that. And the white man would eat it for an aphrodisiac. This is the history of America, the real history. And those people, and they got it out of a cruel, unrighteous slave master, namely, again, the goddamn white man. He did this to us because he felt he could do it. This is what they explain. When they do a dirty, dastardly deed and they get busted for it, and they just felt this is what I could get away with. If the cracker thought he was going to get busted and hauled off to the penitentiary, he wouldn't do that shit. He's a coward and scared of the goddamn penitentiary. I was a chaplain 50 fucking years, and I'm telling you straight up, the cracker's scared of him some penitentiary. But he will do what he thinks he can get away with. And he tries all of these dastardly deeds because he is, again, a goddamn daredevil. And he does all these things out of the inertia that, because I could. When the white man, why did you hang that black man? Why did you drag that black man? I guess because I could. He's doing whatever he can get away with, and whatever old Johnny Law, cracker ass off the hook for doing something dirty to me and you. And this is some of the points of our program tonight and our next episode, because you're live right here at Black Power Radio. We are thankful to be live and thankful that you are here and that you are live on Black Power Radio. We are attempting at this point to pull up some form of a cue that will get you and me live one-on-one to go through this particular episode of Black Power Radio. You're going to need to buckle your seatbelts. God damn it. Buckle your seatbelts and get in the rock and the rumble and get in where you can, God damn it, fit in. And you can talk black to us. You are live right here on Black Power Radio. And again, I am your host, Sheikh Al-Imam Akbar Abdullah Kareem, right up here on the scene. And we're asking the only thing that you got to do is buckle your seatbelts and sit back and enjoy the goddamn ride. And we're in where we can fit in tonight and doing whatever we got to do, keep things moving and keep things rolling. And we're right up here where, by breathing with this Black Power Radio. We were in Memphis last night. think over these things. A Black Power Summit in Memphis, Tennessee. Damn near unbelievable. And for most, it's unthinkable. They thought we wouldn't make it. But God damn it, we're here. I know many of you, you know, y'all hate to, you know, hear that we're here on Black Power Radio. You hate to hear that we're alive, and you hate to know that we're getting in where we can fit in, and we're enjoying progress and moving things forward. And I know the haters are going to be the haters, and they own their fucking job. But God damn it, we're the freedom fighters. And believe what I tell you, we own our motherfucking job too, Slim. So you step your game up a level. Your hating will not delay the Black Revolution. You will not be able to speed it up with your anticipation to get this episode over with. And you will not be able to slow it down by puking and moaning, right? You will not be able to influence the Black Revolution, for it is on, as the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad teaches us, it is on a fine timeline of divine. and there's nothing you can do about it. That's what see, the opposition, Cracker always says that he's got everything under control. And once you let this Cracker know that he's about to lose control, and what my obligation is, oh, I'll come apart, baby. But I'm not a fool. I didn't make it, baby. Not playing by the rules, right? A troubled man, right? This Cracker becomes a troubled man once he knows that he has lost control. He knows he's in goddamn trouble. He's in hot water when he loses control. The black man is not that concerned about losing control. The black man has always been concerned with meeting the needs of we the people. The black man has always been a frontliner for doing the right towards the people, the right thing with the mineral resources, huh? And the right thing with the natural resources, And then doing the right thing with the human resources. The white man, the goddamn white man, the one the most honorable Elijah Muhammad called the blue-eyed devil, the snake of the planet Earth, he has always been abusing the natural resource, abusing the mineral resources, hoarding all of the natural resources for him and his family, hoarding all of the mineral resources, the natural resources. And then it came down to us. Oh, my. He was also hoarding the human resources of the African people, hoarding that for one little plantation. I need that boy down on the end there. Give me a couple of spaces. Anybody got any wetback? He calls the Mexican, the Latino, he calls him a wetback because of the Rio Grande. And he said that the Latino would come across the Rio Grande illegally. And there was grease and petroleum. See, there's oil in them waters, right? And so the oil or petroleum would make the white man, make the Latino man's hair slick back. And if he grew his hair long enough, the water and the slick petroleum would roll down his backside. So he would call him a wetback. This is what the white man would call the Latino, a goddamn wetback. And the Cracker just kept cracking the whip on the Latinos and the blacks. Rolled up in Utah, cracked the whip, took off much of the land and stroking, and took control of the Salt Lake, built him a Mormon temple, told me and you that you were a heathen and you weren't fit to come into the church. And the only thing you were fit for was get out of the church. You were for work. That's what you were fit for. But the Honorable Dr. Frederick Douglass teaches us that your knowledge will make you unfit to ever be a slave, huh? It is your knowledge and your action, your utilization of knowledge, wisdom, and understanding will make you unfit to even be called a slave. They couldn't call Nat Turner a slave. They couldn't call Frederick Douglass a slave. They couldn't call Harriet Tubman a goddamn slave. Hell no, she pulled back, she pulled back the latches on that goddamn sawed-off and blast your ass. And that's the real freedom fighter in the person of Harriet Tubman, in the person of Nat Turner. And it started our Nat Turner University. All praise due to Allah. Over the weekend, we've been able to put together Nat Turner University. So give yourselves a round of applause and three strokes, a black power, and a boom shakalaka cracker for Nat Turner University. Oh, I know they hate us. They're up and they're in rare form at this hour. I will assure you of that. But bottom line, we're doing well, and we hope that you are doing well where you are. Hope that you will join us at the Nat Turner University for a continuity of knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. Getting it raw, getting it right. And we are the Black Power Radio, the most informative radio talk show on the Internet. And if you have your smartphone with you, we see there's still a lineup of smartphone folks out there tonight. And we're happy that you tuned in, happy that you stayed tuned in to Black Power Radio. And there's another lineup coming right from the backside or the black side. We have some of the dumb phone folks are in the audience, and we wave at them. We always wave at the dumb phone folks are here at Black Power Radio. And right behind them, immediately following the dumb phone folks, there are groups of paranoid. I'm so sorry, I skipped over. The Android folks are on the third row of Black Power Radio. And so we have our Android audience, and we welcome you, all of the Android folks. We want to welcome them to Black Power Radio. And again, right behind them are the paranoid, and they're here. And we are thankful that you came and decided to stick and stay and not goddamn it go away. And you stayed right here on Black Power Radio with us. Host Sheikh Elimam Akbar rocking the goddamn mic tonight. And we're doing what we can to get in where we can goddamn it fit in. And as we roll on back, roll black, and look, we see those Android and the paranoid phone group. And sometimes that's our largest audience is many times in the paranoid section of Black Power Radio. And the paranoid folks have come tonight. And oh, yep, I see they have their they all wave. Can everybody turn the light on? For all the paranoid folks, light up your phone. Yes, almost. That's a third of our audience tonight is tuned in by their paranoid phone. Now, isn't that something? So welcome them. Somebody give them a round of applause for tuning in to Black Power Radio tonight and sitting tight, buckling your seatbelt, and sitting back and enjoying the ride. And then, of course, they're followed by those folks that have their laptop. Some came with their laptop, and there are three. There's only three desktop people, but we're still happy to have you tonight on an episode. We're remotely coming in from Nashville, Tennessee, and we're just happy to see all of you. I mean, goddamn, you're live on Black Power Radio. We shake Elimam Akbar, and we're reaching out for the rest of the nation as we are blasting from Black Power Radio. And the and we have three. There you go, three people in there. One has a Ferrari, one has a Mercedes. And there's a drop top push in the audience tonight. So we're happy to have those people that came in and they drove in on their drop top. And we're just happy that you're here. Oops, a Jaguar just pulled up. A soft top Jaguar just pulled into the audience. So we're happy that you're here. Wave to all of our drop top folk. And we're happy there with their bank accounts as well. And be sure to put your donations. Please donate to Black Power Radio as generously as you possibly can. Go into $77Baker, or if you're just doing a drive-by, you can donate right on our website at www.thenewblackpantherparty.com. We are the new Black Panther Party.com. The reason we are the new Black Panther Party.com, because we are an elected in body of Black Panthers. We have no shame in our game. We are the elected body of Black Panthers, and we have been confirmed by a central committee and voted in, and so therefore we get in where we have been voted in, here at Black Power Radio especially, and everywhere else on 196,940,000 square miles of the planet Earth. We're here to take over all Black Panther Party property that's in view. So that's quite a landscape. Quite a black drop and quite a backdrop. But we're here live on Black Power Radio, and we're giving you more of what you actually listen to your radio for. Oh, my. So let's see what we can do about queuing in on you. And all of the folks here at Black Power Radio are happy. We're just as happy as Goldilocks that probably got stuck in a freaking boot camp, because we're on Black Power Radio and you ain't. So we're just happy about that. Everything about Black Power Radio has got us flipping over in the bleachers and singing Hip Hop Parade, ho, Hip Hop Parade, ho, and we're not, you know, on other people's property, but we're Hip Hop Parade, ho. We happen to be on Black Power Radio, and we're giving you more of what you listen to radio for, and we're just damn skippy on the fucking peanut butter jar. We're damn so damn happy to be here and in good cheer and all, saying it all in good taste, a little something that will make it easy for you. And we're just rocking. We're in the middle of the rumble. And the rumble, not always in the goddamn jungle, but we're in the rumbling here on Black Power Radio. And I hope you all have made the Memphis Black Power Summit, those that made it. I know it was a spectacular event. It was a phenomenally successful event, and all those things contribute to our happiness here at Black Power Radio. So it's all to the good. You got to get in where you can fit in here. And let's see here. We're tuning in, chiming in, and diming in. And we're going to put the studio up as we speak. We're going to go in and set it up real quick. We know that, I mean, this is the best thing that happened since they put Skippy on the peanut butter job for real. So we know that we're all rolling. We're rocking and rolling, doing our thing, and getting in what we can fit in right here on Black Power Radio. All of you are certainly welcome. The sticks stay, and don't you dare go away. So we're here setting up the studio at Black Power Radio. Well, but we're just so happy that you had a clue. You decided to tune in, decided to stick and stay. You didn't go away. Right here. We're live on the Black Power Radio Show right here in Nashville. I mean, I'm so excited about Black Power Radio. I don't even know what to do. I just caught a clue, but I'm just happy that we decided to tune in here tonight. And you know you're out of sight doing the mashed potatoes and the alligators right here on Black Power Radio. We're just trying to get it all straight. And we don't want to be late, especially not coming out the gate. And if you don't decide to skate, you can tune in, tune up, just setting up the studio. But say we're on the road, and we have conquered the opposition, and we decided to pick a winning position, a winning stand, and a winning hand. We have a winner's hand. We have five aces and number four in the deck, so we're doing swell. Yes, ma'am. I'd like a coffee, please. And that's a wonderful thing to be. Yes, and that's a wonderful thing that we're doing for the salvation of the Black Nation, and for our commitment and dedication. We got rewarded with Black. You know, Black Power Radio is a reward, and we're here with the shield and the sword, working right on Black Power Radio, giving you more of what you're listening to, radio for all the way around. So for you, not only for you, but for you and your whole crew to actually get in precisely where you fit in. That was not clicking. Not playing, not that one doesn't light up. This is the real thing, the real deal. At the moment, we're going to welcome our brother that's right out on that west side, and he's rumbling in the middle of the goddamn rumble. In the middle of the jungle. We're rocking with Black Lightning right tonight. And this is our National Minister of Defense. And, man, we're on a great expansion team. And we're teaming up with the great ones all over the universe. But we're special with Black Lightning. And Black Lightning, I want to welcome you to Black Power Radio. How you doing tonight?
Black and powerful. Black and powerful. I wish I was at the summit with you. He's a roadrunner, baby, you know. Go roll on over you. What was they? Come down to the
opposition bag. A roadrunner, baby.
Yeah.
I can't stay in one place too long.
That's right. But he be getting the business of the people done, you know, as the hardest working man in Black Power business right there. He's doing the summit, doing the work of the people, and still getting Black Power Radio on. So while he's setting up the studio, let me I've been on a rampage all day because I keep getting these goddamn police behind me, and I'm doing the speed limit. But they want me to speed up a little bit, and then I roll the window down and then wave their asses by with a finger. You dig? So here's something that all our people should know, because I've been seeing a lot of these police brutality videos on Facebook. I really want to call them something else, but I'm gonna keep it cool because we on the airwaves, and I wouldn't want to offend any other queen mothers. But I'm sure they feel the same way. But anyway, every time I say that, every time I comment that we have a right to defend ourselves, all of a sudden I broke some kind of unwritten rule that Facebook want to say it's okay for the cops to beat us down, choke us out, and kill us, and we better not comment that. So I say, okay, well, since you don't want me to say it in my words, let me put it in the Holy Spirit's words. So I looked it up, and here we go. It says, in most instances, the matter of illegal – In most instances, the matter of illegal arrest can be better and more safely handled in the courtroom than on the street. Here we go. However, I love them words, but and however. Here we go. However, if an officer uses excessive force that could result in great bodily harm or death, a person can defend themselves against such harm. Let me read that again for the weak at heart. If an officer uses excessive force, like, you know, I can't breathe, get your neck off of me, I mean, get your knee off my neck. Oh, now you're going to body slam me? You're going to crush my skull and my clavicle, break a couple of fingers? Nah, not today. I know all the counters to that shit. So when this officer gets, I'm just saying, anybody, you have the right to defend yourself. So, you know what I'm saying? If somebody's trying to grab you under your legs, well, he's reaching down. Oh, you got your head down. Oh, wee. So that looked like a nice soft spot for my elbow to land on, because I have the right to defend myself. You know? So, let me read that again. I'm loving this. In most instances, the matter of illegal arrest can be better and safe and more safely handled in a courtroom than on the street. However, if an officer uses excessive force that could result in great bodily harm or death, a person can defend themselves against such harm. Okay, now I'm gonna get off of that, but I want y'all to marinate in that though, you know, marinate on that, and let me get you with some bars too, if I'm throwing, hey, I'm throwing these revolutionary bars at y'all for free, so go ahead and hit the Cash App $77Bakers, so that we can keep the revolutionary train on track. You dig? And that's bars, too. Let's hit some bars, y'all. Anybody? I wrote this earlier. Anybody want to put some bars with it, feel free. So we black boots on the ground. Let's start over. Got some lines that want to put down black boots and their races behind. Let's not even go there. I'm gonna just go right from the heart. We've been out here feeding the homeless in all the areas up and down these Rocky Mountains and up and down these Smoky Mountains and down these Blue Ridge Mountains. We have a black family reunion going on yesterday. At a great state park in West Virginia, and also all the homeless, everybody, they know who the Black Panther Party is. They know who Sheikh Imam Akbar is. They know who Khalid Abdul Muhammad is. They even know that it was the Honorable Hashim Ekhenaten Nzinga that named Black Lightning, you know. I was going by Lightning, but he was the one that said, "Welcome, Black Lightning," and a bell went off in my head. Oh, yeah, Yeah, I'm keeping that. I'm gonna keep that as a because it's a see, a lot of people that are looking at it, the history. I'm looking at the history, you know, but behind it all, from you know, from the all the way back. It go all the way back. It go back past Elijah Muhammad, I believe. You know, I mean, here we go. It was I know it was Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad. They gave a national chairman, Hashim Ekinakan Nzinga, his name. Huh. And I know it was national chairman Hashim Ekinakan Nzinga that gave me my name. The only person that could actually change it would be my national chairman, Sheikh Imam Akbar. And he's already told me I am Nat Turner times two. Well, actually, shit, if I was on the Revolutionary Tour, I'd be Nat Turner times 10. We're going to turn it all the way up. So, I noticed that there was a black motorcycle, motorcycle club, and they got indicted. And all these racist Ku Klux Klan motorcycle gangs that call themselves gangs, oh, they don't mess with them. You know why? Because the fair skinnedness, so they get carte blanche, or whatever. You know, I noticed that on the highway. Here it is. I'm doing the speed limit. He pulls behind me, and here it is. I'm gonna bring it down. I'm bringing it down because I'm getting hyped. Here it is. I see the colonizers on the road doing 75 in the 60. And here it is. I'm doing a perfect 60. You want to jump behind me? But you're not going to jump behind them. So then when I get ballistic about it and start waving you around, gentlemen, y'all should be able to handle it. I usually say ladies and gentlemen, but y'all brothers need to pull your pants up and be men, you know, because they want to be gangster and have the pants down. That don't make any sense because gangsters will wind up in jail. And when you wind up in jail with your pants down, we already know what's going to happen. You're just giving an open invitation. You might as put a for rent sign on your behind. Bars on that, too. So I was just going to say that the homeless people out there, some of them are down on their luck, you know, and some of them have been ravished by the world, and they just, you know, they just give up. They give up and say, okay, let me get a whiskey bottle, a bottle of gin, some crack, or something like that, you know. And it's real bad up that way. I see a lot of heroin addicts, a lot of meth addicts, and a lot of stuff that black folks don't do that stuff, you know. And so they get around the colonizers and start picking up their ways, you know. The black folks, we smoke weed. We don't smoke those goddamn, what do you call that, meth? We don't do that. We don't do none of that stuff, you know. I mean, most of us don't, unless you've been hanging around in colonizers too long. So I just want to say salute to all those real compassionate people in the park that would rather hang out with a Black Panther in the park than to make chow time down at the mission. So since they missed chow time, we had a good old time. We got us a case of water, some Kentucky Fried Chicken. They even tried to puff past to me. I'm like, nah, I'm on duty. You know what I'm saying? I got black boots on the ground. I'm on a mission right now. You know what I mean? So ain't no pictures taken of it. Just go through and say, hey, y'all know anything about the Black Panthers? They're going to be like, oh, hell yeah. There's some. Say, yeah, we do, as a matter of fact. Say, they got love for the people, and the people got love for the Panthers. You know what I'm saying? So can't nobody sneak up on this Black Panther in the midst of them people. Because the people will come, and the people will stand beside me, you know? I've been digging that for a couple of weeks now. I even got my youth crew is probably going to call in. I got a young youth crew up there. I ain't going to say what part, but because I keep all To me, it's we from parts unknown, like The Undertaker on WWE. We from parts unknown. I'm from Death Valley. But when they do call in, and I'm going to land my plane on this one, but when they do call in, they're gonna say, yeah, we're a youth crew. We're the lieutenants and the captains, and they only 19 and 20, you know? And then I got a whole other crew on this end, too. You know, so we're trying to generate some money so we can build Tent City, and some of them live in tents. So, hey, I'm all like, right. who better to help me build Tent City than people that live in tents? So help us out to help you, help us help you, and help us help ours. $77Baker. $77Baker. Let me do a Dr. Umar on this, our national Minister of Information, $77Baker, B-A-K-E-R-S, and I'm gonna land the plane here, so the not the big hound dogs can get on the revolutionary scent. We dead on their trail, and we're not getting off of their trail. Ooh.
That's right. We're not going to take our foot off their mind and not going to take our foot out of their good stinking behind.
That's
I'll tell you right now.
That's right.
We're going to hold a line. We're not going to take our foot out of their behind. We're going to remain on their mind. We have a system of criminals. It's run system run by criminals. And just who would think of something, criminal justice? Who would think of that? But a group of criminals that wanted to manage justice and practice injustice against the righteous. So the wicked have gained control of a system over the righteous. That's what you have at this hour. I'm telling you, no, and I've gone across this country and listened to all of them lecture, and none of them are explaining this with clarity. Like, we are here at the Black Panther Party, and we're here to give you clarity and to work against the opposition. We are the righteous that's been under the control of the wicked for far too long, and now we have freedom, justice, and equality to manage in our hands. I'm going to bring that 707 up. I got 707 been rolling with me. 707 has been holding the line. 707 at 805. You're actually live right here on Black Power Radio to discuss the politicians are the descendants of slave drivers, slave masters, and slavers in general. Thank you for joining us tonight with Black Lightning and Honorable Sheikh Imam Akbar. We had to put on because they demanded over in the other states of Tennessee and Missouri, Illinois, and we crossed over into Kentucky, and they said you got to be called Honorable, sir. So we didn't ask for any of the titles on the front of our name, but we have to use it. Honorable Sheikh Al Imam Akbar is here tonight, and we've earned these titles. And we're right here fighting the opposition, defeating the opposition,
slamming
the opposition, wall to wall, just embarrassing the opposition,
showing them
it ain't nothing. We're doing the Muhammad Ali doing the Muhammad Ali shuffle on the opposition, just jumping down their throats and tap dancing on their liver kind of embarrassment, huh?
Yes, sir.
We got them wall to wall tonight right here on Black Power Radio. So welcome, 707, you're live. Get 707, you're at the mic. 707-805. It's 707-805. Actually live
Black
on
Power.
Black Power Radio. Black Power, come on live here
Black
with us. Black.
Black Power.
Black Power, Black Power, Black Power. How y'all doing tonight?
I think
we ain't heard from you in so long, brother. What's up from the West Coast?
You know how I do it down in the West Coast, you know. I was on last week, but I got some money for iSpot, and, you know, I'm going to have to send it to her tomorrow, you know what I mean? So I would expect that tomorrow, iSpot. You got to give me some information to send it to her.
Is that the Honorable Brother Freddie Fred? I know your voice.
Yeah, you know how I am, baby. You know I'm here.
Tell us what's going on down there in Vallejo.
Well, you know, everywhere is everywhere, man. I'm still holding my beat down, you know what I mean? Because like I said, ain't nobody stopping me because we are the greatest of all, you know? Because, see, all these people out here think we're jokes. We ain't no jokes out here. I'm out here doing my job, and I'm doing every day. I'm working and doing everything, you know what I mean? But like I said, I need a little help. But right now, I'm out here on my beat every night, man. I'm just having a good time. Everybody's coming to me and saying, doing a good job, Mr. Jenkins. You're doing a real good job. Keep it up. I said, that's what I'm doing. Because all the people down in D.C. got me, and everybody around other towns got me. So I take it back to my boy, Oscar, and I see you tomorrow with that Cash App.
Thank you, Mama.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Thank you, Brother Fred. Fred, thank you, Black Lightning, and all of those here at Black Power Radio, all the hosts, all the co-hosts that's from the east side of that west side. You know, you know how we do it here at Black Power Radio. We're just live. We're bringing some 872. 872 at 202. You're actually live right here on Black Power Radio. You can talk black to us at this hour at 872 at 201. You're live on Black Power Radio. 872. Is that Chicago in the house or another one? 872. You're live. 872 at 201.
Can you hear me?
Talk back to us. You're coming loudly over here. And give us your name of where you're. Give us the name of where you're calling from.
This is Switchblade from Chicago. How you doing, brother?
I know Chicago in the house and the half. Come on, Switchblade. And she's been working our Department of Education on the local side, while Dr. Umar Johnson is working on the national and the international side. And we've been bringing the brilliant Switchblade. We've uncovered the fact that these descendants, these people that have become politicians, are the descendants of slave masters. They have gotten the benefits, such as Mitch McConnell directly benefited from enslavement. In fact, he had 14 slaves in his grandparents from Alabama to Kentucky. He had 14 slaves. That don't look like no big number. Or he had a few slaves. You took 14 people under your wing and said you're responsible for the food, clothing, shelter, and stuff. And if he messed up, you had the right to whip that goddamn slave. And if the slave got unruly, then you could whip the slave to death, and you wasn't even going to jail. And they never got tired of whipping us to death. They never adjusted to the real law, to the international law. They had local laws saying you could whip the goddamn slave to death, and you would be no penalty. There's no due process in the law for the rights of a white man over a black man. So, therefore, he just shit it and did it. And basically got away with it. And so we're here to check them in the midst of that peculiar form of iniquity at this hour, Switchblade. And we had just opened in Nat Turner University, and there are many other things that are open for us as we move on, we the people, .government. And you can talk black to us, Switchblade, from Chicago, Black Power, and power to we the people.
Peace and Black Power, brothers and sisters. I'm glad that you were also tuning in to how many politicians are in office that have family lineage that own slaves. It's a new thing that I also discovered was some of the politicians that's in Texas is trying to create a policy, a bill that says that you cannot even get reparations even if your lineage goes back to slavery, and they're trying to pass that through Congress. So brothers and sisters from Texas and all across this nation, be aware of your representatives from your state who is interested in passing that, because they do not plan on giving us any reparations, and they're trying to pass it as a federal law. So it affects every state. So that's the information that I have recently, and it's starting from Texas, and they have a handful of politicians who I'm pretty sure also family members go back to being slave owners. Human traffickers is basically the right word for what it is, and the death camps instead of calling it plantations. But you know how they like to, make the words pretty so it don't seem like it was that bad. They still get away with killing us, brutalizing us, raping us. And we have to basically have a riot worldwide just for one case to be solved or seek justice. So brothers and sisters, I know I'm coming only from a local stand, but all my comrades that say they want to reach out to their people, reach out to the children, the best way to do it is start with your local school where your children or your neighborhood children go to. Reach out to them, to the parents, and you definitely will reach out to the children. And I land my plane on that. Black power.
Salute, salute, Switchblade.
Mm-hmm. I had to tell my son to turn down the
instant death syndrome. I was going to say something about that, but I was amped up on the whole East at the time. I know they wanted to force this jab on everybody, you know, the COVID-19 jab. They wanted to force that on everybody, and they even wanted to force you not to even talk about it on your job. And in a lot of jobs, they forced it on people, say, oh, we're going to fire you or lay you off or whatever if you don't take the jab. And now that all of these people have taken the jab, now all of a sudden we got people that are young and not old and athletic just dropping. So that's my theory about it. They're dropping from that COVID-19 shot. And I know just like everything else, they got the red pill and the blue pill. They got the white. This is just a theory. They got the white jab and they got the black jab. It all depends on which box they reach into. So that black jab got us falling out. See, I never took that. I said no weapon formed against me will ever prosper. And one last thing, I do need to say this real quick because a lot of naysayers, I can't tell them I can't just type and type and type and type and say, well, what have y'all gotten accomplished? Okay, our accomplishments go. I'd be here all day, but I'm gonna give you just a handful. Not even a handful. I'm just going to give you the ones that I was at. When we went down, and I'm going to try to say it really fast because I don't want to take up a lot of time. Let everybody else get in and get on. When we went down to, a lot of the police headquarters during times when people were, like when the young man got tased, and he got tased to death. That was in Howard County. Was that Fairfax? Because we hit them both. I think that was Fairfax, yeah. And then the Fairfax County Chief of Police, he had to resign. You dig? And then down there, 4th District, when they run the young brother into, he was on a scooter, and they started chasing him. They ran him into a parked car, and he was brain dead. And we were with the family on that one, too. And we were down there, and we were shaking them up, shaking them up, shaking them up. And then that police, he did not get away with that, you know. He didn't get away with that. Nah. See, so the ones that are sitting around saying, well, y'all ain't getting nothing done by protesting, what are y'all getting done by sitting there and doing nothing? Huh? So when they see us coming down the street, they stop. They don't come running up on us. I ain't never seen, ever, and I say, hey, ain't no Black Panther ever got a formation of Black Panthers get run up on. I ain't never seen it. Oh, they tried it one time, and they going to park in front of us, and then Mama Dog did the most, the boldest move I've ever seen. Came across the street and just got right in front of the police and just laid on a horn and took that little stuffed pig, and put it right. And was dressed like the police. It had it dressed like the police. Put it right up to the sunroof and just laid on the horn. You know. So yeah, what have we gotten accomplished? Wow, we'd be here all day. But I just want to say, we got the George Floyd law wouldn't even been introduced if we weren't down there in front of the White House. You know. He said, what do you want? Justice. When you want it, now. How you going to take it? By any means necessary. And they did. When Trump ran into his bunker, that was a personal victory because we're the ones that scared his ass up in there. You know? Maybe it was them Antifa out there setting fires and stuff. That might have had a play in it, too. But see, that's just a white man trying to make us look bad. That's all that is. See, we weren't out there setting no fires. We're setting fires to their heart, you know. We're setting fires to racism. We're setting fire to the bullshit getting stopped. So what have we done? What have we gotten accomplished? A whole lot. And now we're taking it to another level. We got Panthers all over the country hitting the city council meetings, the county council meetings. We got mayors shaking in their boots because they know goddamn well we're going to the governor if he doesn't say. If he don't approve it, the governor will. You dig?
Right.
So, Governor, his name is Gavin Newsom. You better do the right thing down there in California and cut the check, baby. And that's all I'm going to say about
right.
that.
DeSantis and others, those that chiming in, we thank Switchblade for her contribution to update us as to what is taking place in California, Illinois, what's happening in Texas and Oklahoma, and especially what's going on in Florida. They're making a way to put a law in place to block the reparations before we even bring it up as an issue. So I'm saying to you, beloved brothers, if you're serious about reparations, we'll start pulling out. You have no obligation to stay here under this form of tyranny, under this operation of corruption and malfeasance. Malfeasance is a common practice across America that a paid or an elected official will abandon the volition or the will of the people and start doing things that are against the law. Unethical conduct is common practice. If you don't believe me, just ask a wooden tooth. Newt Gingrich was guilty of malfeasance. Newt Gingrich was guilty of everything. He was guilty of public deception. He was guilty of abuse of power. He was guilty of 10 more charges, and they found him guilty on $300,000 worth of charges. They had frozen his access. Old boy, Newt Gingrich of Georgia, he could not pay the money, and therefore Lefty. Remember Lefty Bob Dole? People quick to forget about Bob Dole. Old Lefty Bob Dole paid the ransom for Newt Gingrich and got him off the hook. But oh, my, we had put the crook on the hook, and somebody, one who had benefited from the descendants of slavery again, was clever enough to get him off the hook. So he's used to sliding by. He's used to someone coming into town just before sundown and getting him off the hook, the dirty, no good crook. But we got Dr. Truth Bay right here, and she's the one that planned this show, put this show together, and it's her mindset that got us to check the opposition in the midst of a peculiar brand of iniquity and to check them, the descendants of slave drivers, slave masters, and just enslavers in general, had gotten in power, and now they're in power politics. So we want to know what, from her perspective, what does this mean that these politicians are the descendants of slave masters? And power to we the people. And thank you for joining us from the West Coast. We have our National Minister of Justice, the Honorable Dr. Critical Truth Bay. Black power and power to the people.
Black power, black power, black power. Man, oh man. This is a heavy one, folks, but it's a good type of heavy. Recently, Reuters just put out a report of at least over 200 legislators that are direct descendants of American slave masters. This is an examination that's going to take more than 2 days, but we just want to crack the surface, black family, so you can know what is ruling over us. Well, we see that we can't get an anti-black hate crime bill. Well, it's going to make sense why after you hear today and tomorrow's broadcast. We have 5 living sitting presidents, 2 Supreme Court justices, and hundreds of legislators. That includes 11 governors and countless of senators and assembly people. But what's more damaging is the fact that many of them remain hush about their past. Well, right here on Black Power Radio, we're going to peel the banana so they can see the exposure of this America. So a chiseled block of sandstone in the U.S. Capitol, it serves as a reminder that the home of the nation's Congress was built in part by us, enslaved black people. A bronze plaque in the stone, it says, building on the building's exterior, it says, commemorate their important role in building the capital. It doesn't say who, but it just says there. So with that being said, credit is given where credit is due, but not with the oppressor. So many lawmakers need to look no further than their own family history to find as much as more personal connection to slavery in America. One of, as Joe Biden and his slave-owning ancestors, he said, yeah, it's the original sin that we must forebode. Well, those are rich words coming from descendants of slave masters themselves. Among 536 members of the last sitting Congress, Buddha's determined at least 100 of them were descendants of slaves. Now, we're just going to highlight just a few, and we're going to save the president, because it's very important that we go in depth. But I want to start off with some of the senators, and you may recognize some of the names, you may not. But if you are listening, now is the time, Black family, that you gather your pen and paper, because we're going to take some serious notes. Now, these lawmakers from the 117th session of Congress, right now we're working onto the 118th Congress, which will be in 2024. Democrats and Republicans alike, they include some of the most influential politicians, Republican senators such as Mitch McConnell, Lindsey Graham, Tom Cotton, and James Lankford. And the Democrat side, you have Elizabeth Warren. Now, you remember Elizabeth who said that she was part Indian? Had to retract back. Tammy Duckworth. You have some of the Democrats who are tied to slaves. So, as we know, Joe Biden, as you said, Jimmy Carter, George Washington Bush, Bill Clinton, and your boy, Barack Obama. That's right. His white mother's side actually was tied directly to slavery. Shame, isn't it? Now it makes all the while why they chose Obama, thinking that he'll be our first black hope. Oh, but contraire, my friend. After the 8 years, we have seen his direction and where it wanted to go. But when you look into the ancestry of these politicians, it makes more sense why reparations is still an issue. It makes a lot of sense, Black men, when they want to continue to study what's rightfully ours, because they know they built their wealth on our backs. And now that you can't deny your ancestry, you can't deny where you came from. So this is why this is the most important report to come out a week and a half ago, and we are going to share it with you in its entirety right here on Black Power. Now, before you do, we want to say thank you first and foremost, because we cannot be here without you, our listening audience. So we want to thank you again for joining us every Sunday and Monday from 5 to 8 Pacific, 8 to 11 Eastern Standard Time. And if you want to donate to the cause, you can always donate at $77Bakers. That's $77Bakers. Or you can visit our website, thenewblackpantherparty.com. There you'll see our update of what we're doing, where we're going, how to join, and all that good stuff. So again, we want to say thank you and power to the people. So let's get to it. Now, our first person that we're going to cover is Lindsey Graham. Lindsey Graham is a U.S. Senator from South Carolina. And National Chairman, I'd like you to chime in on any of these folks that you may may have some personal run-ins with. Now, Lindsey Graham, again, is a U.S. Senator from South Carolina. And his direct ancestor, who was a slave master, his name was Joseph Maddox. Joseph Maddox. He was the great 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 grandfather of Lindsey Graham. And the number of people that his family enslaved were 8. Now, the great 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 grandfather of Lindsey Graham, a Republican from South Carolina, after the death of Graham's direct ancestor, Joseph Maddox, A receipt from the sale of his estate was prepared. This was dated back in February 1st, 1845. It shows the sale of 8 people Maddox had enslaved. Now, these are not just data, Black family. All of this is backed up with records. So there's actual records of the names and the list of slaves. So if you are a descendant of slaves and you hear your family name, that will be more important for you to get reparations. I would say double so. Because the ancestors of these slave masters actually became in office. And that, my friend, should be not only illegal, but it should be banned. So that's why I say, Black people, we must get on to politics. Politics is what determines how we live. And now with this report just coming out, it is so important for you to be on point with denouncing and actually helping to remove some of these politicians from their office, especially if they're on this list. So we're starting off with Lindsey Graham. Now, on the document that his great-great-grandfather, Joseph Maddox, dated back in 1845, it shows the sale of 8 people, and among them were 5 children, Stella, Reuben, James, Sal, and Green. And then there's a list as the Negro man Sam, and they were sold for a whopping $155.25. Their names are listed alongside, including a sorrel horse and a folding table. The horse was sold for $10, and the folding table was sold for $9.80. So you see, Black family, it shows you that we were nothing but property, nothing but property. And so we were sold alongside a horse and a table on the same list. So after the death of Senator Lindsey Graham's direct descendant, Joseph Maddox, a receipt from the appraisal and sale of his property shows this purchase. You could always look at it as well. Next, we're going to speak on, before we do, Black family, and I wanted you to chime in on your thoughts on Lindsey Graham. Now that this actually came out on his descendant, how do we feel about keeping him in office? What about?
This is one of my favorite, we saw current events of current politics. One of my favorite subjects is the subject of South Carolina, and part of that subject, namely Lindsey Graham. As you alluded to earlier, the launch of the insurrection was in disdain. It was hated on by both Lindsey Graham and the Wooden Tooth Crocker from Kentucky. The blue guy called him the Bluegrass Kentucky Bluegrass Tobacco Chewing Senator and a GOP, a Republican whip of the Senate in the Capitol. And this guy picks floor and picks power, even though he's a total 1,000,000,000% wimp. And he's wimped out, benefited from slavery again, at least 14 slaves in the history of Mitch. Some call him Bitch McConnell, because we got to his house. We told him, come out the house, bitch. Come out the house, Mitch. And there were chants all over about this guy, Bitch Mitch McConnell. And then we got Lindsey Graham of South Carolina, the total beneficiary of our enslavement, but the strong, he was just like the old Wooden Tooth Crocker by the name of Strong Thurmond, stayed in the Congress and the Senate for 103 years old before he croaked on the job. And he had Black women in his history and Black children in the history of Thomas Jefferson, Strong Thurmond. This thing from the colonization, from day one, it's never, ever, ever, ever changed. Old Wooden Tooth Bird, old Wooden Tooth, Joe Biden. Joe Biden is not off the list. Oh, no, no, no. Hal Turner, Donald the Duck, Trump. The ex-mayor of New York? I want to say his name. with the ex-mayor of New York, the attorney for Donald the Duck Trump. All these races are together.
Rudy Giuliani.
Oh, Wooden Tooth Rudy. There he is. Oh, Rudy Giuliani is a kingpin, and his family. All these people are connected to our enslavement. The Kennedys and the Trumps and all of this. Trump, that's not a real big deal, but they were bootleggers. They were bringing. That's why I say a system of criminals that want to enforce injustice on the righteous people. So we got to be very clear on this. These descendants of slave masters got in power, but who did they? Did they descended from indentured servants who were criminals? The criminals that were sent here by the bloody Brits and the Frenchmen sent their criminals here because they didn't want to try to manage them in England and in France and other spots in Spain. They didn't want to manage those criminals, so they sent them abroad to work and be a part of the so-called New World. And in this New World colonization, they would work off the terms of their indenturement, and these bastards would become slave masters. That's the thing. There were Moroccans came, a lot of indentured people from around the world. But the only difference in the Moroccan and the African and all of those others that were here from Ghana and other places, they could never become a slave master legally here in America. Even though they would try to be a straw boss and pretend to be a slave master. But what he was actually, when we read the history, he was actually a slave breaker, a slave maker. Oh, we got to get down to the straw boss and the nuts and bolts and down the short and curlers of this thing in order to get free from a vicious slave master, a vicious political system today that's against we the people. And so we don't want to cover up anything. We don't want to leave no stone unturned in the next 2 days of talking about these descendants of the slave masters being the actual colonizers. But today they are the politicians or a pile of chickens that are hiding in the kitchen. And we want to go in there and clean house. This is the job of the Black Panther today. So I'll just hit you with that briefing and say that, hey, we know Lindsey Graham. We know Bitch McConnell. We know Donald Trump. We know Rudy Giuliani. We know Joe Biden, or some call him Joe Biden, but nevertheless, we know these people very, 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 very well, from Hal Turner to Sean Hannity, from Sean Hannity to a wooden tooth cracker that died named, let me see, what is this guy saying? Old wooden tooth Rush Limbaugh. Yeah, he was the one that would critique. He would show them how to put the right-wing conservative spin on every statement and every act that was done. He'd get right on the radio immediately and put a political spin on it. And old wooden tooth Bill O'Reilly would come with the no spin, but he would just spin the stuff that Rush Limbaugh would hit in the afternoon, and here come Bill O'Reilly at the night. And it would be summed up by Hannity and Combs. Why did they have Hannity, a cold-blooded redneck, and they had Combs, was a cold-blooded Zionist Jew, had both of them on the show together? And they would put the rest of the political spin on it. And by the time you got it, you had almost literally nothing. But we are that group that busted, what's this guy, Georgia boy, Newt Gingrich, old wooden tooth. Newt Gingrich got busted for laundering money, for cover-up, abuse of power, unethical conduct, becoming of a speaker of the House. Oh, I can just give you a laundry list of these bastards, and they're not good for anything. Ted Cruz, Lindsey Graham, and Mitch McConnell all swore that the insurrection was the worst thing they could ever think of, the worst thing that could have ever happened in America to the U.S. government, period. And within a couple of days, they were hugging the testicles or wouldn't do Donald Trump. Don't think that Bush is off the hook. Hell no. Bush had his son. The same thing that's going on in Florida today with DeSantis is the same thing that Bush had his son. Old Jeb, you see, forget about the stab and the jab. Oh, my. You're going to get politically shot. If you hang around this Black Power Radio, you're going to know something before too long. But old Jeb Bush, he put the spin in for his brother, G.W., for them to get in office. Once he put the spin in, there was a wooden tooth cracker by the name of Ted Olson, Teddy Olson. Theodore Olson was a solicitor general for G.W. Bush. The Supreme Court appointed Bush as president. He didn't win no presidency around here. In fact, he was superimposed over Colin Powell, the real political candidate, and Michael Steele, the real political operator for the whip for the GOP for the Republican Party, was Michael Steele and Colin Powell. And then they used them. They soaked all the political blood out of Colin Powell, got all the political savvy from Michael Steele, and then they vilified these men. And once they vilified J.C. Watts, like Armstrong Wins, all those other black cronies hanging around the Republican Party, they booted their black asses out. Oh, my. You can see real power. Now you can see why you say that these are the descendants of slave masters and slave drivers. And that's why we use that term from Bob Marley, who says, slavery driver, the tables are turning, and catch a fire so your cracker ass can get burning. You got to burn them up in their political state, burn them up in their physical form in order to get to freedom, justice, and equality. We must expose these bastards and then pick on them and go one-on-one, toe-to-toe with the opposition is the only way I know to go. And so teaches the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad, who was an expert in exposing the crack at this hour. And he gave those genes, he passed that down to the Sheikh Al-Imam Akbar, so we could have Black Power Radio today and give you these facts as we know them to be. And I land my plane by just saying, my. Oh, that critical truth, man. You show look good tonight. Black power, and more black power.
And more
freedom, justice, equality, and black power.
Black power.
Senator Graham,
I am.
Have called slavery the original
black
sin of the country.
Black revolutionary.
Senator.
All right, go right ahead.
Senator Graham has called slavery the original sin of the country. Yet, when he was asked to interview concerning his own ancestry, mums the words, declined to comment. So, Black family, I want you, because there are about seven offices, regional offices, that Lindsey Graham is head of. I'm going to give you the name, and you let him know how you feel about this recent finding of his great grandfather, Joseph Maddox, and how come he had eight slaves right next to a table and a horse for $10? So his head office is in D.C., 211 Russell Senate Office Building. You can always look it up as well. I'm just going to give you the addresses, and then you can look up the telephone numbers. And if I give you all of them, Black families, too much information. We want to just focus on the names of the slave
merchandise.
Hold on, Black family. All right. So the second office is the Upstate Regional Office. That's at 2 West Washington Street, Suite 808, and that's in good old Greenville, South Carolina. That number is 864-250-1417. So my family out in South Carolina, I need you to let Lindsey Graham know. My brother, why don't you just admit who you are and keep it pushing?
Right. I'd like you to reach out for those numerically pure at heart that maybe just barely reaching for an ink pen or trying to find their way to the keyboard and the desktop and the laptop and the laptop and trying to input those numbers correctly. Again, you gave those numbers. It's 864-864-864. Could
right
you
on.
Give the continuity to that number?
Yes,
ma'am.
Absolutely. So
time.
The Upstate Regional Office, located in Greenville, South Carolina, 2 West Washington Street, Suite 808. Number is 864-250-1417. That's 864-250-1417. All right, so let's give them a call and find out what's happening. And the other five offices we have is the Midlands Regional Office, located in Columbia, South Carolina. The address is 2142 Boyce Street. 2142 Boyce Street, Suite 404. And that number, if you're in Columbia, it is 803-933-0000. 8-0-1-1-2. Again, 803-933-0112. That is in Columbia. The next office is the PD Regional Office, located in Florence, South Carolina. That address is at the McMillan Federal Building, 401 West Evans Street, Suite 111. And that telephone in Florence is 843-669-1505. Now, the next two is Low Country Regional Office, located in Charleston. Ah, good old Charleston. This is the heart and bread and butter box of chattel slavery. How many of us were sold back and forth on these Charleston ports? You may never know. But right there, his office is located at 4 Carriage Lane, Suite 401. This is in Charleston, South Carolina. And that number is 843-849-3887. Again, 843-849-3887. The next office is the Piedmont Regional Office, located in Rock Hill, South Carolina. Rock Hill, South Carolina. That's at 235 East Main Street.
We were rolling with Dr. Coop. We have somebody in order to have their hands up, and they're asking for the 843, I think the Charleston number again. They're asking you to repeat. They raised their hand in the chat notes. Say, please offer the number 843 again.
Right on, right on. So the number for Charleston, South Carolina, the address is 4 Carriage Lane, Suite 401, and the number is 843-849-3887. 843-849-3887. That's in Charleston, South Carolina. Next we have, and last, is Pendleton, South Carolina. Zip code 29670. This is Pendleton, South Carolina. The office is located at 124 Exchange Street, Suite A. That's 124 Exchange Street, Suite A. And that telephone number in Pendleton, South Carolina is 864-646-4090. I repeat, 864-646-4090. And that's Pendleton, South Carolina. And then you have the Black family. That's all the seven regional offices of your honorable Senator Lindsey Graham. Tell them how you feel. Tell them how you feel. All right. So our next politician is a U.S. representative from South Carolina. Her name is Nancy Mace. Nancy Mace, M-A-C-E. And she is the U.S. House of Representatives for South Carolina. Now, her slave master ancestor was Drusilla Mace. Oh, yeah, you had a lot of women slave masters as well. It wasn't just a male opportunity. A lot of females were in that as well. So Drusilla Mace was her great-great-great-grandmother. And she had 15 enslaved. So great-great-grandmother of Nancy Mace, Drusilla Mace, had a son named John Mace, who was also a slaveholder. Decades after emancipation, they formally enslaved. Oh, we got a lot of background noise, folks. I hope you can hear through the storm. Power to the people. Can you hear me loud and clear, Black family?
You're coming in loud and clear here, loud and clear here.
All right. So Drusilla Mace had a son, John Mace, who was also a slaveholder. His decades of emancipation, after emancipation, a formerly enslaved man was interviewed, and he recalled being made to work for John Mace, who in 1860, enslaved 7 people. John Mace is the great-great-grandfather of Nancy Mace. Now, in an interview in 1937, the man named Hector Gobalt recounted watching an overseer summoned by John Mace's wife, Drusilla, who put an enslaved person over the fence plank and whipped him 75 times with a cat-o'-nine tail. Ooh, if I'm not mistaken, cat-o'-nine, is that the wooden thing with the nails that's over it?
That's a whip. That is a whip that has seven prongs on it and has metal on the end of it. And that's also what Jesus beat those people out of the temple that was trying to make money up in the temple. He beat them out of there with a cat of nine tails. It's a whip. It's got seven prongs on it and it got metal on the end of it to tear your skin off. Black power.
Yeah. Well, I definitely would not be pleased to be whipped with such likings. So this was named, it was named after the 9 knotted strands to ensure a lash inflicted severe pain, as you said, absolutely. So after the 75 lashes, Hector Gobalt recalled the blood run down off him just like you would see a river stream run. Whew, so that must have been a sight to behold. So Nancy Mace, initially, she agreed to be interviewed concerning her ancestry ties, but then, Black family, I wish I had my horn right now. I'm traveling, so she declined. She canceled. She disappeared. So she didn't want to be interviewed on her ancestry as well. What is going on? I need to hear from my Black family. If you found out that you were related to a slave master, would you be ashamed of your history, or would you just man up or woman up and just, you know, take it in the chin and just, hey, and own it? What is up with these white supremacists? It's like, we already know that you have slave master tendencies, but when you actually are tied to them in your family, why are they so declined to interview on their own heritage? I'm just saying, you gotta be Black. You gotta be proud. Proud of your ancestry. I know I am. So, to confirm, slavery was a stain on this country, and this is what the response that she provided, Nancy Mace. She says, I don't recognize these people's names and can confirm they are relatives, but slavery was a stain on this country, and we as Americans should be grateful for the progress we made since 1860. Oh, so Nancy Mace not only declined the interview, but she doubled down. She said we should be grateful on the project, knowing that she built her wealth on the backs of owning us, literally. So let's see where Nancy Mace, you can, if you're in South Carolina, we're going to give you the information so you can contact Miss Nancy Mace. Remember, she is your U.S. representative. Let me see which area she represents. Nancy Ruth Mace. Okay, so she is, centered in Charleston. Well, hey now. So she's the Republican candidate, Republican House, located in the center of Charleston. And we're going to give you her office locations as well and let her know. If you are a direct citizen under these locations, she only has 3 locations. So the first one, of course, is in Washington, D.C., 1728 Longsworth House office building. And the number is 202-225-3176. That's the D.C. office, 202-225-3176. The second location is Mount Pleasant office, located in Mount Pleasant, South Carolina. The address is 652 Coleman Boulevard, Suite 102, and the telephone number is 843-352-7572. Again, this is Mount Pleasant, South Carolina office of Nancy Mace, Congresswoman Nancy Mace, 843-352-7572. And her last office is located at the Beaufort office, Beaufort, South Carolina, located at 710 Boundary Street, Beaufort, South Carolina, zip code 29902. And the telephone there is 843-521-2530. 843-521-2530, Beaufort office. Ooh, and I tell you, this is exhausting just reading these things, but we got to do what we got to do, because there is no other station that's going to break it down for you like we do here on Black Power Radio. All right, Black family. Our next culprit, and this lady, she actually was Asian, to be honest with you, so she must be mixed along the line. But this is the U.S. Senator from Illinois. So if you are Illinois brothers and sisters that's listening out there, you need to listen up to this one. So U.S. Senator Tammy Duckworth. Tammy Duckworth from Illinois. Her ancestor's name, slave master's name, was Henry Coe, C-O-E. And I can tell you right now, Black family, she's a descendant of the Portuguese. If you know about the Portuguese, they were the number one slave masters. They were the high slave, they're expert slave traders. So this is exactly what she's a descendant of the kingpins of slave masters. So her relationship to Henry Coe, C-O-E, is a great, 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 great grandfather. So she is four times great, 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 great grandfather, granddaughter of Henry Coe. And the number of people he enslaved were only four. Only four. So Senator Tammy Duckworth, a Democrat from Illinois. Duckworth described the facts to be gut-wrenching. Well, there, at least somebody admitted it. So when she found out, she was a little disturbed. In an 1829 appraisal of the estate of her ancestor, Henry Coe, the names of the enslaved and their assessed dollars were bookended by farm animals, seven sheep, lamb, and a bull calf. So that means these four people that she enslaved, they were on the same list as the farm animals, which would be the seven sheep and lamb and a bull calf. So again, that proves, Black family, that we were nothing but property. We were listed amongst the valuable items that these slave masters had. It gets real, family, and on the backs of reparations, how Reparations California Task Force, we put an end cap and came to a final report. This report, Black family, should be included into something that we draft as a nation, to say these are the politicians that will not, should not be reelected based on their history. Now, it is what it is. We say, hey, well, they're not directly affected, or they weren't the ones that enslaved. It was their ancestors. The point is, family, they benefited. They benefit. Everyone benefited from chattel slavery, except the ones who are actually chattel slaves, which would be us. So with that being said, her wealth that her family has built amongst all of the others that's on this list, they directly benefited on record from chattel slavery. And that alone should be a reason why they can't and they should not run again. All right, so my Black family in Illinois, I hope you're listening up, because your U.S. senator is direct descendant of Henry Coe, the slave master. All right, so let's see, where is Tammy Duckworth? If you are in Illinois and like to reach out to your senator and let her know how you feel. At least she's a little, based on her response, she's a little more sympathetic to this information. But Nancy Mace and Lindsey Graham, out of all people, they are in denial in the worst way, in the worst form. So her office is here in Illinois. Let's see. I'm pulling it up right now. Should I have this ready? All right, so her main office is in Chicago. Ha-ha, Chi-Town. All right, so it's located in Dearborn Street, Suite 3900. And the telephone number, so I don't know if such a Switchblade is listening in, but she definitely would be on point with holding accountability for Ms. Senator Tammy Duckworth. So the number for her office is 312-886-3506, 312-886-3506. Give Ms. Tammy a call and let her know. We sympathize with your ancestry, but ma'am, you should be writing the bill for reparations. Point blank, period. That is what she should be doing. And that is what she will be doing if we have power to the people. Now, not only politicians, but we're going to take a little break because politicians are not the only ones that are discovered to be directly tied to slave masters. You have a lot of actors in Hollywood. Cumberbatch, I believe, is one of them who actually had a massive wealth. His whole family, Cumberbatch family, got off sugarcane and cotton. So they made a massive wealth. And also Ben Affleck. Oh, yes, Ben Affleck. That one with J-Lo. He actually found out that his great-great-grandfather also was part of the slave master syndrome. So he was embarrassed, so he said, and that this gave him a wake-up call. So that's a good thing. At least, you know, some people are discovering that this is the most shameful thing to discover. But what you do with it, you move forward. If you're a politician listening to this, you're the first one that we're going to state to help write for reparations and what we need for our $5 million per descendant of slaves, per descendant of slaves. Now we're going to cover two more, and we're going to continue on with opening for a presidential candidate, because that's going to be the icing on the cake. And after next week, Black family, let us know. Do you want us to continue on the list until we cover them all? Because we will and definitely at one point in time need to cover every legislator that is tied to a slave master. Now, the next politician we have is Pete Sessions. From our good old state of Texas. That's right. He's a congressman, Democrat, of course, from Texas, Pete Sessions. So this he is represented by his great-great-grandfather, Richard Sessions. Richard Sessions. Now, I'm going to take a poll before I read this, because this took me back a little bit. How many slaves do you think that his great-great-grandfather, Richard Sessions, had in his possession in Texas? Let's do a roundtable and find out. Black family, chime on me. How many do we think? National Chairman, MOD, Chief of Staff, anyone else? How many slaves do you think he enslaved?
As many as he possibly could.
You got me beat down on that.
All right, well, throw out some numbers out here. How many do you think? Throw out a random number. Some had 8.
I'm going to throw
some had
25.
You
got to throw
25, okay. All right, we'll take that. How about you, National Chairman? How many do you think?
100.
If they're saying 25, at least 55.
55, okay. Well, we're close, but no cigar. It's actually 96. Oh, my God.
I said 100.
100. All right. That's close. So 96, one of the wealthiest slave owners was Richard Sessions, the great-great-grandfather of Representative Pete Sessions. He's a Republican, excuse me, not Democrat, my bad, Republican from Texas. Of course he would be a Republican. 96? Good God. So the family history was written by the congressman's grandfather in 1975, and he tells a riches-to-rags story involving Sessions' cotton plantation. So they built their wealth. They were the original, they were OGs of slave masters. So the cotton plantation, along with Mississippi River, a place called Luna Landing in Chicot County, Arkansas, where more than 80% of the residents in 1860 were black. The family book depicts an affluence of Richard Sessions before the war. It also documents the dependency of his fortune on the labor of those who he enslaved. Now, Richard Sessions owned about 770 acres of some of the most fertile land in the South. So he was the kingpin, really, so to speak. By 1860, the census showed that the 43-year-old Sessions was among the richest 1% in America. His land in Chicot County was valued at $75,000. That would be equal to about probably $1.7 million today. His personal wealth, measured largely in human property, was far greater, $200,000.
Everybody please mute up.
$200,000 was his wealth when it came to owning us, owning our black bodies. Can you, just that alone, family, that should be enough to make your blood boil. That this man on record, he had a wealth, but his wealth on paper was based on black chattel slavery. Man, that's heart-wrenching. Now, the amount of this $200,000 was about $113 million today, in today's calculations. Black family, do you hear what I'm saying? This man right here, Pete Sessions. Now we're gonna dig into Pete Sessions real hard now, because this man had the audacity or the caucasity to become the U.S. rep in Texas, knowing that his grandfather, great great grandfather, was the OG. $113 million. He got off slave labor, cotton fields. Now, an 1860s local tax list included that he owned $1,000 in household furniture, 2 pleasure carriages, and at least 8 horses, 30 mules, and 40 head of cattle. Now, again, these items were listed right next to the black bodies and names of these families who were enslaved, further confirming that we, again, are property. Many slave schedules listed each person who was enslaved individually, but almost never named them. So that means many of our descendants or ancestors, if you're from Texas, where Juneteenth came alive, many of you may not know your ancestors' names because they didn't list it. And so the Sessions plantation certainly did not do that. So it grouped the enslaved by age and sex. There were also an entry for 3 unnamed 55-year-old men, for example, 13 25-year-old men, 12 15-year-old girls, and so on and so on. Then when the war came, and according to the family's history, Union soldiers plundered the Sessions' 27-bedroom house. He and Sessions emerged from the war as defeated as the Confederacy. About 48 years old at the time, he did not stand a chance to succeed without slavery, the family history suggests. It must be remembered that while he had known how to manage slaves, the prospect for dealing with free slaves were altogether something new and untried, the family book says. He sold his land and moved to Illinois to try his luck as a farmer. We all know how that worked out, because them people, they can't farm for nothing. He did not understand farming. And, of course, for crops, he had lost everything he had. So the Sessions family later rebounded, though, like so many others. Richard's distinguished descendants included William Sessions, a former head of the Federal Bureau of Investigation. Oh, now y'all remember Bill Sessions? Okay, he's part of that family, FBI, who is also the father of the House member Pete Sessions. So Pete did not respond to his request to interview concerning this damaging piece of history. Now, while we look for Pete Sessions,
his seat is also up for grab this particular year. I want you to footnote that.
Yes.
We should be sending this message home to all the voters in Texas and those that are nationwide, but especially on that 17th Congress in Texas, letting people know that they have the option of voting him out and then exposing him so that he would not be elected in again because of enslavement. And then Texas he's leading the pack to block reparations by using what Switchblade was exposing earlier about Texas, the option of putting in form of bill and legislations that will prevent us from getting any reparations at all. Come on.
That's right. So they better not have any type of blockage when it comes to reparations now that this has come out. And when you look at Pete Sessions, he's the type, the Colonel Sanders face and all, looks like direct descendant of a KKK, the son of a KKK. So that's just my opinion, and my opinion sticks on this one. So we want to reach out to his five offices. He got five office locations, all right? Now listen up, my Texas fam, if you're listening, you need to grab a pen and contact your good old Senate. Good old Pete Sessions. So the first one is in Waco, Texas. So we all know the history of Waco. Very interesting history. 400 Austin Avenue, Suite 302, Waco, Texas. The phone number is 254-633-4500. That is Waco, Texas, 254-633-4500. Next is the Huntsville District Office, located at 901.
All right, you guys have accepted this door. This is Todd.
All right, so 901 Normal Park Drive, Suite 208 in Huntsville, Texas. The number is 936-755-7770. That is Huntsville, Texas office, 936-755-7770. The next office location is at Nacogdoches. Oh, I done butchered it. I'm sorry. Somebody correct me on this. Nacogdoches.
Yeah, Nacogdoches, Texas is where we buried Joe Tex. I remember the guy with look at them watermelons. Joe Tex, who took the woman with the skinny legs, and yeah, Joe Tex is buried in Nacogdoches. His name is Yusef Aziz, by the way. A lot of people didn't know that fact of history on Joe Tex. But Nacogdoches, Texas, Waco and Austin, all those spots in Huntsville, kind of central, a few hundred miles out of Houston, just hand to you straight up. It's the home of a weird and peculiar form of racism that we should be checking at this hour. And that part of Texas, Bryan Station, Texas, College Station, Texas, all of that. You know, Allah bless me when I know these spots like that. I was working a prison system. The whole Texas House of Corrections, I had the challenge of bringing Islam to as many in Texas as we could. We raised 11 Hafiz of Quran. That means people who have memorized the entire Quran and then read, write, and translate the Quran. So there were many, many knowledgeable people came out of the Texas. It was the seat of illiteracy. And now I'll show you something. Now, Jack Yates is my great-great uncle. Now, you need to Google this so you can get it straight. Jack Yates from Gloucester, G-L-O-U-C-E-S-T-E-R. Again, for the alpha, numerically pure and high. Gloucester, Virginia is where Jack Yates comes. Gloucester, Virginia is where I was born. Gloucester, Virginia is where, you must write this down so you get your historical facts correct, Irene Morgan, Jack Yates, and Sheikh Imam Akbar and Walter Reed all come from this place called Gloucester, Virginia. I went to school at William & Mary College to get the refined Commonwealth education. I'm thankful for that in getting that form of education to be able to challenge them and check them in the midst of their peculiar iniquities, but also getting a strong Islamic education. And by doing that, it caused me to refine in a process that we're able to negotiate, deliberate, and do with speed and accuracy, traveling through the language by mastering the English language, mastering the Arabic language, made the other sciences simplified and able to regurgitate in this manner to disseminate information to black people and be effective in an extremely effective manner. So we certainly appreciate that. So Google Irene Morgan, who again becomes the first case of Thurgood Marshall. This history is necessary to get you some rites of passage, right? You must put in Pocahontas Island in Virginia, right? Pocahontas Island, the Jerusalem, Virginia, is where Nat Turner, Harriet Tubman, Frederick Douglass, all of that comes out of there. And Sheikh Imam Akbar emerges out of that backdrop or that black drop. This is where your host comes from. And these are my direct blood ancestors. And Irene Morgan, again, the first case, she was 11 years before Rosa Parks for not giving up her seat to a cracker who demanded her seat, the driver, the police. She beat up the police and kicked them back in the day. She put that kung fu that Black Lightning talked about. Put that kung fu on the bus driver and the police, and they arrested her, and Thurgood Marshall took the case to court, his first federal case, and smoked them and won. And that's his predecessor, again, right now, Charles Hamilton Houston. This all comes about to bring out the first of the Congressional Black Caucus, which brings out the Honorable Adam Clayton Powell and brings out the rest of the Black Caucus in the person of Barbara Jordan, who's from Texas again. You've got to know these kinds of people. If you don't, you will not know your road to freedom if you don't know these key and essential people. I am telling you, if you don't know the black people that go along with where they had to turn in the road, that's why I keep telling you over and over and over again, and most of you don't, Andrew Johnson, that we have not gotten back on board because Lincoln, they went that the country would go right. The rest of the world felt they would carry out the Emancipation Proclamation. They did not. It was vetoed by Andrew Johnson, and he replaced it with Jim Crow law. But the law is not Jim Crow law. It's the laws of Andrew Johnson, Johnson syndrome, Andrew Johnson's law. And that's where Pete Sessions is in with Andrew Johnson's law. Bush is in with Andrew Johnson's law. Trump is in with Andrew Johnson's law. All that GOP, when like you said, emerged, kept telling you that they want to sell you a package that the Republican Party is the party of black people. And then sell you down to slavery. Look what black people, when Colin Powell went, with J.C. Watson, Michael Steele, they vilified all those men and flipped the equation and booted their black ass out. And that's your update on politics for the day. From Sheikh Ali Imam Akbar, and say black power, the power to we the people, black power.
All right, black power. So Nacogdoches, thank you for that. Nacogdoches, the office is located at 3034 Rockwood Street. Telephone 936-585-7959. 936-585-7959. The other offices is located in Lufkin office, Lufkin, Texas. 300 East Shepherd Avenue, Suite 210 in Lufkin, Texas. Phone number is 936-219-6450. That's again, 936-219-6450. And, of course, the district office in Washington, D.C. is 2204 Rayburn. That's the House office building where all the House of Representatives, Congress folks is hiding out. Telephone is 202-225-6105. Again, 202-225-6105. So there you have it, Black family. That is the offices of the OG of Slave Masters, Pete Sessions, and his whole doggone family. Can kick rocks. So let them know how you feel, Texas family. We got to keep it pushing. Now, the last one that we're going to cover today, or we're going to keep it up tomorrow. Actually, we could do it two for one. So the next is Arkansas. Arkansas, U.S. Senator Tom Cotton. How appropriate is his last name? Cotton. So his direct ancestor is John Cowger. Cowger, C-O-W-G-E-R. Has something to do with cattle, I believe. So John Cowger is his great-great-great-grandfather of Tom Cotton, who is a U.S. Senator for Arkansas. Same Arkansas, I believe, that the Clintons, Mr. Bill Clinton himself, was born in. Now, he's a Republican senator, and he describes this original sin as a sixth-generation Arkansas. So for six generations, they built their wealth on the backs of the cattle slaves, the backs of our ancestors. He was born and raised on his family's cattle farm in Yell County. And I tell you, Black family, usually their last name tells you the profession that they were in. So the fact that his family's slave name was Cowger, automatically it tells you that he grew up on a cattle ranch or cattle farm. And so his great-great-grandfather, John Cowger, he enslaved only six people in 1850 for women ages 30, 22, 20, and 17, and two men ages 20 and 19. At the time, John Cowger was living in Mississippi, as the records show, but he subsequently acquired land in Yell County, Arkansas, which he gave to his son, which then gave to his son and his son and his son. So some members of the slaveholding ancestors have spoken in support of racial reconciliation. So we have a turn of events, Black family. So Tom Cotton, not only does he recognize the atrocities of slavery, but he actually stated, and whether they can state it, but they have to do it, about racial reconciliation. So he's talking about repairing the damage that his ancestors did. So this is a good thing, Black family. It's always important for us to get the real truth on how they feel. It won't make any difference on how we move, but it's good to know that if they recognize or acknowledge this original sin, this atrocity, as they love to throw out that word. Joe Biden himself on the last State of the Union addressed slavery as the original sin. But he's one of the biggest racists you can ever find. So again, these words mean nothing, but the actions will show. So I want to give a shout out to Tom Cotton. Tom Cotton, I want you to give him a call and let him know we appreciate your acknowledgement of your ancestors, but we want you to advance, support, draft an anti-black hate crime bill, or at least push it. So this is for the people of Arkansas. All right? So if you are in Arkansas, your senator, Tom Cotton, acknowledges his ancestors' slave past, and he wants to do something about it. So, Black family, if you're listening, give this man a call. He has 5 locations. The one on Rogers, Arkansas. That's where his main office is. That's 333 South Pinnacle Hills Parkway in Suite 425, Rogers, Arkansas. Phone number is 479-751-0879. Again, Rogers, Arkansas office, 479-751-0879. All right, so the next office for Senator Tom Cotton is Jonesboro, Arkansas, located at 300 South Church Street, Suite 338, Jonesboro, Arkansas. Telephone number 870-933-6223.
Next is the one of the on that Jonesboro is a cold-blooded racist spot. It's not far
sure
from the Cummins prison is out there, and you can see all these racist spots like Hot Springs and Pine Bluff and Little Rock and all these spots around Arkansas. And these miles and miles of mountains and wasteland is all you got there. It's not very much if you go to look at Arkansas for value. It's a fairly large state, but very few urbanization, very few major cities and all of that. It's all country, all wasteland, and all farmland. And and it's a place that would take you backwards in the days of correction. That's what I was working as a chaplain and went to Cummins, Arkansas. And I've not gotten over the shock to this hour of what the conditions in Cummins prisons, Angola prison, Louisiana, and Cummins prisons, and Texas prisons it's been left a stigma on my mind, on my soul, and in my spirit when it comes to American prisons and penitentiaries and what they're willing to do to continue to have power. I started the show out talking about losing control. To keep control, they want some insurance policy that they will continue to have control over Black people. And the Cummins prisons is about the best example. Jonesboro, Arkansas, best example of it. Oh, you just got to visit these spots and just so you can do a drive-by now. Because don't stick and stay. You must go away. Don't go there to stay. I'm just saying to you right now. And the people that are
just
hypnotized.
Do a drive-by. Not even a drive-by. You do a run-by.
They'll run by because they are hypnotized by the chattels of deception. I move on. But Jonesboro is one of those get-out-of-town-before-sundown towns. The sundown town. And don't go there just to hang around with the Sam Cooke said on that song, say, don't hang around. When you say, when you go downtown, Jonestown and Jonesboro and all those different townships, don't hang around, brother, sister, Black Power.
Black Power. And as we segue, you just mentioned it, the next office is Little Rock. That's right, Little Rock, Arkansas, where all floor bombing. A lot of racial issues in Little Rock, Arkansas. So that location is at 1401 West Capitol Avenue, Suite 235, Little Rock, Arkansas. Telephone is 501-223-9081. Again, 501-223-9081. That is Little Rock, Arkansas. Next is El Dorado, Arkansas, 106 West Main Street, Suite 410, telephone 870-864-8582. That is El Dorado, Arkansas. Last but not least, of course, is Washington, D.C., at 326 Russell Senate Office Building, phone number 202-224-2353. Again, the Washington, D.C. office is 202-224-2353. So give Tom Cotton a call and tell him, hey, man, we understand that you are a bit perturbed by your ancestry, so what you going to do about it, all right? So if you don't hold them accountable, black family in Arkansas, then we have no place to speak on anything else moving forward. We're making it easier for you right here on Black Power Radio. All right. Now, last but not least, we're going to go to, which one of these shall we do? Gene Shaheen. Should we do North? Which one should we do? New Hampshire or Oklahoma? Which one we want to cover? Black family.
Okay, we got more.
Or do we want to do South Carolina?
Well, Oklahoma, we had a lot of South Carolina. We had no New Hampshire, Vermont, and none on Oklahoma. I would say Oklahoma because we have very
special,
peculiar conditions in Oklahoma.
I'm taking that emotion.
Okay.
This is North
Hollywood. All right, so we're going to do a two-for-one special. We're going to do Senator Gene Shaheen from New Hampshire, and we're going to do James Lankford, Senator from Oklahoma. So let's start with the lightweight. He's not as embedded as the Sessions family with 96, but James Lankford, the Senator from Oklahoma, his great six times removed grandfather, Edmund Dillahay. I know a lot of black people, a lot of my black family with the last name Dillahay. So I can tell you right now, this is exactly where they probably came from. Ernest Dillahay, if you're listening, I suggest you look into your family history. So Edmund Dillahay, great-great-great-great-great-great-grandfather of James Lankford, only had two slaves. So not as bad, but still as bad as all. So he's another lawmaker who speaks about racial conciliation. He also acknowledged his family history. And in 1827, his great-great-great-great-grandfather, Lankford's ancestor, Edmund Dillahay, he left to his wife one black boy named Peter. These are the actual records of what they said. I leave to my wife one black boy named Peter and a black girl named Millie and her increase. That is any children that Millie would bear. So that also confirms the children of enslaved people were automatically their property, as is in the record of Edmund Dillahay. In January 2021, Lankford wrote an open letter to his constituents a few months before the 100th anniversary of the Tulsa Massacre. The 1921 attack by a white mob left hundreds of black residents dead and destroyed 35 square blocks of the city. So in this letter, he said, I am committed to hearing from all Oklahomans, answering questions and addressing our challenges to strive towards a more perfect union. I love when they use the old words, oh, a more perfect union. Where did we hear that before, black family? That's right. Constitution and Emancipation Proclamation. Now, has anything been perfect with this union? Not to say the least. So we're not trying to unionize or unify with the oppressor. We appreciate his acknowledgement, but we must focus on self-determination. There is no way for us to gear away from that. History has shown us that we cannot continue to kumbaya with the oppressor, that we must build and protect our own people. It's not about hating others. It's about protecting black power. Big difference. All right, so James Lankford. If you want to reach out to James Lankford and let him know, hey, man, we acknowledge that you acknowledge your family's history, but we need you, especially if you're in Tulsa, because he gave a State of the Union not too long ago. Still, there has a lot of work to be done. We still need an anti-black hate crime bill. We still need a lot of things in place for our people. So if you want to give Mr. Senator Lankford a call, his main office is in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, 1015 North Broadway Avenue, Suite 310, or in Oklahoma City. Telephone number is 405-231-4941. That is 405-231-4941. And so that is the senator from Oklahoma. Last but not least, we are going to cover New Hampshire. That's right, a tiny little state, almost forgotten state. And we're going to cover U.S. Senator Jeanne Shaheen. Jeanne Shaheen. She's a Democrat senator from New Hampshire. So her great, 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 great grandfather, whose name is Archibald Crawford. Archibald Crawford. And he owned 10 slaves. So Senator Jeanne Shaheen, a Democrat from New Hampshire, said that Juneteenth is a day to reflect on slavery's legacy and recommit to confronting the systematic racism that still exists in our society. A few years ago, Senator Shaheen told CNN that she can trace her family lineage to Pocahontas, okay, who was born about 1596. Reuters found out that Shaheen's fourth great-grandparent, Archibald Crawford, enslaved 10 people in 1840, including three boys, two girls under the age of 10. Presented the findings in an aid sent a statement that included information Shaheen once wrote. A teacher at a Mississippi school had recently interviewed.
All right, you know, the next
stop. All right, so she did not do an interview, but she didn't deny. She used a lot of words. So if she could really trace her family lineage to Pocahontas, she was trying to pull Elizabeth Warren. I'm a relative of Indians. She was trying to pull Elizabeth Warren. And as she was saying, yeah, I could trace it to Pocahontas, Reuters was like, okay, we could also trace you to your great-great-great-granddaddy, Archibald Crawford, who enslaved 10 people. So it doesn't say that she responded to this or acknowledge. She just gave out a blanket statement. Nonetheless, the very few people that are brave enough to live in New Hampshire, we're going to give you the contact information so you can contact your senator, Jeanne Shaheen, and let her know.
Can you spell that? I wanted to get that spelling right on the senator of New Hampshire.
New Hampshire, yes.
What's the name of the senator and the spelling?
Jeanne, J-E-A-N-N-E. Last name Shaheen, S-H-A-H-E-E-N. Jeanne Shaheen. Her full name is actually Cynthia Jeanne Shaheen. So her first name is Cynthia, but she uses her middle name, Jeanne, and she's a retired educator, serving as a senior United States Senator for New Hampshire since 2009. So let's get her current office information, and you can reach out to her and let her know, what are you doing for us? Black folk, now that you are on record to be tied in with descendants of slave masters. So her office is located in Manchester, New Hampshire. Manchester, New Hampshire. Address is 2 Wall Street, the number two, Wall Street, Suite 220, Manchester, New Hampshire, zip code 03101. Telephone number is 603-647-7500. That is 603-647-7500. And so, Black family, we're going to do a quick recap of who we covered today. And I hope that you are taking this information that we gave to you on Black Power Radio to not only take the notes, but if you are living under any of these politicians, it is your duty, Black family, to hold them responsible, accountable, and apologetic, and return with action. With action. No reparations 2023. No black vote 2024. So on top of the key, we have covered Lindsey Graham, U.S. Senator from South Carolina, great-great-grandfather Joseph Fattis, and he's been playing Next, we have U.S. Congresswoman Nancy Mace from South Carolina, 15 enslaved people. We have U.S. Senator from Illinois, Tammy Duckworth, only had 4 enslaved people. Then you have Then we have Pete Sessions, the OG of all slave masters, 96 enslaved people, 96. Then we had Tom Cotton, U.S. Senator from Arkansas, enslaved 6 people. Then last but not least, we covered Cynthia Jean Shaheen, U.S. Senator from New Hampshire, and she enslaved 10 people. James Langford from Oklahoma, which covered the Tulsa massacre already as well, enslaved 2 people. So, Black family, continue to study, and we will be right back here, right back here tomorrow, to cover the U.S. president and some more senators and some governors. But I believe we shall continue this after this week because we do have a lot of requests and demands to cover all of the politicians. So we'll see. But thank you again for listening, tuning in to our Black family. Make sure that you keep it live and keep it direct. Call in next time. We'd love to hear from you. 515-605-9889 right here on Black Power Radio. Host National Chairman Sheikh Imam Akbar. This is your Minister of Justice, Dr. Truth Bay, keeping it black, keeping it live, keeping it real. Black is beautiful, baby. Power to the people.
Power to the people. And always keeping it revolutionary, and it's definitely a pleasure to have heard from you, and we've heard from Switchblade in Chicago. We've heard from Black Lightning out in Washington, D.C. We've heard from Brother Freer tonight and other co-hosts, and we're just happy that you tuned in to Black Power Radio. But nevertheless, you must always keep it black, keep it strong, but by all means, keep it militant and keep it revolutionary to humble yourself, but to always expand upon the knowledge. We're happy to make the announcement. We're putting it in Black Power Radio, putting it in all our chat rooms, all our Facebook connections, all of our Instagram with no ham connections, and we are getting the Nat Turner University evolving. We have Nat Turner University established at one block. If you ever been to Memphis, we've got Elvis Presley Graceland. It's a big deal here. They've got a museum, a tour. It's like almost coming to the White Supremacy House in Washington, D.C., or visiting maybe the governor's mansion in your place. He's got an airline service. He's got hotels. He's got all types of things going on there in this Graceland to honor Elvis Presley, huh? The black man, look-alike, act-alike, imposter kind of guy, but nevertheless, he is Elvis, the one and only here in Memphis, Tennessee, and we're here in Memphis, and we launched the Nat Turner University based on all that you've heard tonight, all that you've heard in the history of Black Power Radio. You understand people are known by the institutions that we leave behind for the next generation. This is what you must comprehensively understand, that leave behind an institution of learning, an institution of productivity for the service, the needs of we the people. That's what you're known as. What did you leave in place to service the future generations? And I'm just so happy to make those announcements here on Black Power Radio, because you know we give you more of what you listen to radio for. We are, again, the most informative, absolutely the most informative radio talk show on the Internet, your cell phone, smartphone, dumb phone, paranoid, Android, whatever means you use. Come on into Black Power Radio tomorrow, and we're going to have another session of these pile of chickens, and some call them politicians, that are descendants out of slave masters and slave drivers and enslavers and slave makers, slave breakers, and all of those enslavers that we know about. We're going to expose them here at Black Power Radio, because it is a necessity that we get free from this peculiar brand of modern enslavement. We must break the chains of psychological slavery, and every form of slavery, social, political slavery, must be put down at this hour for Black Power. And all that's it, and all that we can say, and all who have said it, how we know our bird, beloved brother Marvin Gaye, has said it best. Black Power, Black Power.
Amen.
Strong Black military.
Love your brother.